It's the Community Spotlight Series, highlighting Ozarks agriculture. Benton County Extension Agent Neil Mays continues his discussion with John Clark about fruit breeding genetics at the University of Arkansas. Earlier, they were talking about the main reasons behind striving for a better fruit.
But again, my thinking is if somebody can put something in their mouth and it tastes good and there's a smile on their face, everything else is going to take care of itself all the way back to the breeder.
From the farmer's perspective, of course, some of the traits that they're interested in are things like disease resistance, yield. All of those both of those are examples of traits that can be tinkered with, too, I suppose.
If you have a really street blackberry, let's say, that makes about 3,000 pounds per acre, no farmer is really going to grow that because that's well below what it takes in productivity to what we'd say break even on an acreage. Mm-hmm. So you start getting around 10 or 20,000 pounds per acre. Now you're talking about something where someone can make enough of them with a good price or even a weaker price and still show pretty good profits.
How did your research efforts go last year? It was a bizarre summer, a lot of rain in June. Did that affect your efforts at Clarksville and up here at the University in Fayetteville?
That just wreaks havoc, for instance, on blackberry and the handling capabilities. Wet blackberries don't store well. But as with any adversarial thing, frost, freeze, rain, we always have that opportunity to find something that does not succumb to that problem. So the positive side in research is even when trouble comes up, which may be devastating to a farmer, if you twist your logic around, there's a positive on it because you could so-called select for resistance or tolerance or avoidance of a certain trait. Every year is an opportunity. Last year, I'll consider a good year. It's not perfect. I don't think I've seen perfect. I probably don't deserve perfect.
What about future efforts? Where do you see the world going in the area of fruit and perhaps vegetable breeding in the future?
Markets. Where are you going to grow from? What do people want as far as a product? What are the farmers are interested in? What do the consumers want? Well, there's a lot of things to think about. All goes back to, is there genetic variation for that trait? That's the key, and that's the foundation for what a plant breeder, or in this case a fruit breeder, is going to look at as they approach what we would call improvements.
John Clark is a professor of horticulture at the U of A. He specializes in fruit breeding genetics. And he's also the composer and performer for our background music during this month's series. We're listening to his original piece, Table Grape Get Along Take Two, which is fitting. And you can hear two more of his pieces, Blackberry Freedom and Blackberry Traveler, at KUAF.com. Tune to KUAF throughout the month of March for the Community Spotlight Series, highlighting Ozarks agriculture. For archive segments, KUAF.com. For more information on University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Services statewide network and the U of A System Division of Agriculture, uaex.edu.